Are you joining?
Hey, this is Aiden here, and this is
Jacob.
and
Hey.
this is Premium Talks. And today we're
Woo!
going to be discussing Fortnite Season 10. So, Jacob, I want you to elaborate on all the things that have been revolted and all the things that have been added, and let all the viewers know if they have not checked it out yet. I recommend the game because it's free, and if you've not played it yet before, so just Jacob, go ahead and list off all the new updates or all the things that have been added and taken
All
away.
right. Let me go ahead and pull up the Fortnite Season 10 updates from my pocket.
So, Jacob, are you excited for the new things that are to come with Fortnite?
Yeah, I'm not a big Fortnite player myself, but
Never
it's all
mind. I love the game, but I don't play it competitively, though.
version
So I'm not
10.
going to give you guys my username or anything like that because I don't play it competitively. But I play it. Like, not in a joking way. I just play it because it's just fun. But I don't play it competitively, though.
All right, are you ready to hear the new things coming up?
Yeah. Listen up, guys, because if you're going to be wondering, why is the Shadow Bomb gone? That's one of the things that I'm vaulted, so.
All right,
So go ahead,
so
Jacob.
the normal things are also being included. As the new season comes, there is a new battle pass, including 100 levels and over 100 new rewards.
As
In
always.
season. Yep. It's called Season X since X means 10. And it will be available on all platforms until August 15th. With the first purchase you make for the season, you'll get a unique gift box. So that's some basic items that you'll get when it starts. All right, the first major update is the inclusion of the new Brute suit.
Yeah,
Any comments?
that's the new mech guys, and it's complete with shotguns and rocket launchers, rockets.
Yep,
But
I know
I've
rock.
killed a few of those pretty easily. So if you have a shotgun at close range, they're pretty easy to kill. There's like two, maybe like 1 to 3 shotgun people shooting at them.
So
They're easy to take
is it
down with
really?
shotguns and rockets, so. But they have a
Yeah,
lot of
must.
health though, kind of. So if you have like a few of them, you can easily dominate. So,
Yeah.
but
Is it
they
only?
require 2 people, and one person's piloting it by driving it, and they have the ability to jump and stomp. Then one person is operating the guns. So,
So it's only for duos mode or squads.
I've not seen it. I'm not like check that out in solo, but it probably is in solo. But you can only like jump and stomp.
Oh yeah, it does say here that it is available in solo. It's just much harder to control because you have to switch between moving and shooting.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool update. It's like a
So
new vehicle.
tell them what's all been vaulted.
Say again.
Tell them what's all been vaulted.
Vaulted?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's been vaulted yet.
Yeah. I know that the Shadow Bomb's been vaulted. The semi-auto
Oh.
sniper has been vaulted, and the what was it? The quad crasher. And the little ball thing, I forgot what it was called.
Oh yeah, here's the list of vaulted items. So there's a I don't know if it's a long list or not because I haven't read the past updates. Some of the vaulted things including the baller,
Ballers.
the quad crasher, the flint knock pistol, the
That's
shadow
one thing I
bomb, the semi-auto sniper, the tactical assault rifle, the mounted turret, the airstrike, and the itemized glider redeploy.
So the glider redeploy will still be available if you're playing in Team Rumble. So don't be afraid of that. You know, it's still available in Team Rumble because I played with it today a few times.
Oh, okay.
So don't be afraid, guys, and because hopefully that they sort of I was a fan of the Shadow Bomb. Hopefully they add that back. How do you feel about the Shadow Bomb, Jacob?
I don't know. I've never seen the Shadow Bomb in use.
Yeah, guys, Jacob doesn't really play Fortnite, you know. But we're just basically, he's kind of a new player, kind of, to Fortnite. So he's just like, he's never really been into that Battle Royale kind of game, of which is Fortnite, you know. But, like, because that update came out today. And then, furthermore, we're also going to be talking about the whole, you know, debacle with, like, James Charles. We're going to discuss that. So, Jacob, how do you feel about James Charles?
Well, I don't know what he did.
Well, basically, James Charles, Tati, and Jeffrey Star tried to pin on him that he was a rapist, pretty much, and that he was trying to, like, seduce straight people. But what it turns out, he screenshotted Instagram messages where he'd been messaging this waiter that he's talking to, and the waiter was actually bisexual, and he got him to come out, like, to his house, you know, James Charles' house, and they had, you know, sex. And but he was bisexual, and it was consensual. He wasn't convincing him into anything. So once that came out, people were just hating on Tati and Jeffree Star, likely so, because they freaking lied and destroyed, you know, James Charles' life. He lost over 1 million subscribers for that. Their channel should just get deleted. Wouldn't you agree that their channel should be deleted, and all their social medias as well, for what they did to James Charles?
I don't think they should be deleted, but I think they should be punished. Like, people should unsubscribe to them.
Yeah, because they. I mean, I hate them because I'm not in the beauty guru stuff or whatever. I had never heard of any of them before this stuff happened. With like the only time I've ever heard of, only one I heard of was James Charles, and that was from the weird Halloween High Sisters meme or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That meme. That was a lot I had seen of him. And he's playing Minecraft now. So how do you feel about James Charles playing Minecraft and having his own Twitch channel now?
I don't see James Charles as a gamer, but I mean, I have no problem with him playing Minecraft.
Are you gonna watch his streams?
I don't know. I normally watch a lot of Dead by Daylight streams, so I don't think so.
So, Jacob, we have our own Discord server and everything. This is just an add-on thing we have for our Discord server, because we have a Discord server called Premium. And the way you can get onto there is if you go follow us on Instagram. Tell them about our Instagram real quick.
So the Instagram's basically just going to be updates on what we're going to be playing on our YouTube channels
We've not really uploaded a lot on our YouTube channels, but we're going to be getting better quality stuff in the future. You know, we're going to be upgrading. You know, we're going to be evolving as you guys should. You guys should be trying to improve yourself as best you can. You know, don't ever give up, no matter what situation you're in. You can always improve yourself, and always trying to strive to improve yourself. And even if you're struggling with something, trying to push past it and move on.
Yeah.
Like Jacob, he's been having, you know, like he persevered and he worked hard. And now he's going to an early college, which is basically he leaves high school with an associate's degree because he worked hard for that.
Yeah,
I am not struggling with math, but I'm still pushing past the fact that I'm struggling. And he worked hard, and I'm pushing past my struggle. So you just gotta work. You gotta put in that, you know, you as long as you're as long as you at least do good at well at what you're good at, You'll be fine in school, because that's just how I see it. And I feel like a lot of things are like, a lot people like just basically trying to, they think it's funny to destroy other people's lives and stuff. But I don't think that they should have done that to James Charles, because he did nothing wrong to them. They just wanted to stir up attention. So, like, wouldn't you guys agree? You know, I mean, you guys post, like, comment on our Instagram what you guys think. Yeah.
Yeah. Comment on
Jacob,
one of the pictures.
Tell them our Instagram name, actually.
The Instagram name is premium.
Lowercase p or uppercase p?
Say again?
Is it a lowercase p or uppercase p? Make sure they know.
It's all lowercase. PRYMYM.
Yeah. All lower. So you guys follow us on Instagram for updates and things, because if you don't, you're gonna be missing out. Isn't that right, Jacob? Are they gonna be missing out?
Yeah, they will be.
Jacob's the one who runs the Instagram, so I'm not on there.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not on the Instagram.
Oh, okay. I must be mistaken.
Yeah, I don't have the password or anything to that Instagram. He runs the whole thing. But anyways, he's going to be posting a new thing, and he's going to be asking you guys what you think about, like, you know, what do you think about that, you know?
What do you think about the James Charles incident?
Well, yeah, what do you think about that, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to get back to talking about Fortnite Season 10 now?
Well, the whole, like, we've branched off from that, but the whole conversation really is, like, there's not really a whole lot to talk about, but this is a games thing, and I feel that, like, you know, we're not just going to talk about guys just games. We're also going to be talking about like issues with, like, society and stuff, and what we see is wrong with it. Because there are issues with society. Like, one main issue with society is the school system. You know, one of the greatest school systems there is, or the greatest, is Finland. Finland, they have a really good school system. Because they focus on the students and not just, like, having cheap, you know, school that's not even effective. And,
I don't know.
How do you feel about the American school system?
The American school system?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. I mean, we have free education. I know there could be funding in places that there isn't funding, and teachers could get paid.
Yeah, that's
more.
Good we have education, but we want at least good education. Like, Finland, they have free education as well. But in Finland, it's very, like, their education is a lot better. And they have less school hours, and they, on average, perform better on tests.
I wonder why. What kind of methods do they use to teach their children?
Well, they don't do, like, homework. They just basically focus on the students, pretty much. And, that's basically, and our thoughts on that is that you need to go, like, you need to use your voice as a person. And that's what I think. You need to use your voice as a person. And, you guys can join our gaming clan through our Discord server and stuff. But you had to get there through our Instagram, because we can't link an Instagram thing through here. But,
yeah,
you guys can just do, you guys just need to, like, do it. Just, you know, like, if you see an issue with society, use social media. Use the power you have with social media. Use that power. Don't just let it go to waste. Don't just see it as just like a somewhere to post your pictures at or talk to your friends or whatever. Use your voice. Use it.
Yeah. Use it.
Yeah. And Jacob, how do you, are you gonna, Jacob's basically gonna be running the Xbox side of things. I'll be running the PS4 side of things. We don't really have any PC stuff we're doing yet. It's mainly just for Xbox and PS4 players, but we will expand in the future. And if you play on PC and you play Fortnite, you can still join us, okay? But you'll only be able to do Fortnite, though, you know?
Yeah.
Because we don't have anyone that we trust, you know, that has PC that's willing to join. So.
Yeah. Also, one question for you. Do you ever think we'll branch out to mobile games?
Well, no, not really. Mobile games, we're focused on actual, like, games, you know, not just mobile games. We're focusing on real games. Because mobile games, they're their own subgenre. They're completely their own genre. They're not really games. They're just like, because the way that works is a lot different. Because you get a lot of free stuff in there, and it works a whole lot different than it does with like actual real games. You know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're. If you guys want to join our Discord, just do it. I mean, we're gonna need more members and stuff, and we have a lot of stuff. If you're not on there, if you're just listening to the podcast, you're missing out on a lot because you're not even in the gaming clan, for one. And you can just join, but you're not. It doesn't guarantee you're gonna be in the gaming clan because we have like certain qualifications, you know, to join. But you can still be in the Discord server. That doesn't mean you're gonna be in the clan, though. But I mean, this is just for people who just want. At first, we're just gonna get people to join, you know. Then we'll the quality's not really gonna be a thing, but like we don't have a whole lot of members, but we have good members of the ones we have.
Yeah.
But we do have I'm the owner of the Discord server. Jacob is an admin, and then we have another admin. His name is his Discord name is Eh. I don't know if he really wants us to give away his name. I don't think he does, but you know, you can ask him for his name if you really want to know. And he's another one of our trusted members, you know.
Yeah. So Aiden, now that we've discussed the Discord server, would you like to discuss some of the games we're going to be playing in the near future?
Yeah, we're going to have I don't have a lot of people who play Conan Exiles that I know, so if you guys want to join that, just do it. So we play Fortnite on our server, Conan Exiles. I'll give you a full list of what we have. So we have Fortnite, Call of Duty, Conan Exiles. We also have meme stuff in here. We also have Fortnite creative stuff. And we have a Warface. If you guys want to, we have a suggestion thing. We can add new games. Those are just the games that I like, that I play. I'll probably do more stuff with Conan Exiles than really anything. Once you guys start getting big, we get bigger and start joining. People start joining and stuff.
Yeah. As we get more popular, more people will join.
Yeah. And Jacob's, he doesn't like play online a whole lot right now. But he'll do it in the near future. And he'll be doing it a lot more on the Xbox side of things. And, right now, you can only play Conan Exiles with our clan as long as you have PS4. But we should be branching out to Xbox in the near future when Jacob buys the game. So, Jacob, could you give them about a timeline of when you're gonna buy the game?
Do you know how much it costs?
I think it's like, maybe, I'm not sure. Let me Google it. I think it's like $20.
$20. If I save up enough money, give me about a month and a half, maybe a little more, because I have to save up money so me and my brothers can buy Xbox Live.
Yeah. It retails for about It says it's about usually the base price is about $13. To $25 is usually the actual price for like a physical copy. I think the digital copy I think is like $20. So are you gonna be getting the physical? It doesn't matter which copy you get, you know. But if you guys are interested in playing on Xbox, you know, Conan Exiles, I'm sorry, it's just gonna be a little while. Right now, if you still play on Xbox, you can still join for I have an Xbox 2 as well, but I have Conan Exiles on PS4, so I'm not going to get it on there. So I'll do some Xbox stuff as well, you know?
Yeah.
So don't, you know, say, oh, man, you can play with me, like, I'm the owner, and we're co-owners, really. But it's just he doesn't have PS4. So you're only going to play with Jacob on PS4, or not PS4, or Xbox One. So don't, you know, it's not that he doesn't, like, he has a Xbox One, but it's not like you're never gonna get to meet him or talk to him or anything like that. Do you ever plan on talking to the fans, like voice chat or whatever?
Yeah, I could talk to the fans. I do run the social media, so if you have any questions, just DM the social media.
Yeah.
And I should be able to answer them.
Yeah. And that's the overall. We don't have any other kind of social medias. We only have Instagram. So, and you guys can post, like, comments and stuff asking us what you want us to do, you know. We'll do polls and stuff on there, you know.
Yeah.
So don't miss out, guys.
Yeah. We have a YouTube account as well.
Yeah, we have a YouTube account. We don't post a whole lot on there, though. But we should be posting more content related to our channel. We're probably just going to be podcasts and stuff. But we'll post a lot of content on there, hopefully, in the future. And this podcast is just our first podcast and stuff. So, but that's all the time we have, guys. Bye. I hope you have a nice day. And I'll let Jacob do his condolences.
See you later, guys.
So, we hope you guys have a nice day. And bye.
See ya.